the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. This series, called The Glory of the Lord, could go on forever. We could give a trillion messages. We could praise Him and worship Him forever, and we will never even begin to understand how glorious this walk with Jesus is, how glorious He is, the Lord Himself. That's the focus of this series, and I'm almost thinking that Wonder and Reality, which is this ministry, who cares about the ministry? It's about Jesus Christ. That our focus, Wonder and Reality, may be just Jesus in His presence and His glory. That's the answer. Whatever need that you have, whatever want, need, desire that you have, no matter what it is, Jesus Christ is the answer. Him and His presence. So glorious, so beautiful, so merciful. He's the gentle and lowly that when you meet Him, He's all you want. And the key is going to Him directly and doing those things that are common sense. And I want to get to those hopefully in this brief message. But I want to focus on Him and His glory. To think that we all have missed it for so long, and so we focused on other things. Even as if we're Christians or Catholics, and we've been, you know, even those in ministry, we've focused on the wrong things. We have not focused on Him, His presence, His glory, His majesty. Because when we find Him, truly find Him, that's when everything begins and works, and that's the answer. Amen. Amen. So beautiful, so glorious. He made us for Himself. God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, made mankind for Himself. He longs for us to be His children, to live with Him forever, to in heaven and on earth, to fellowship with us. He longs for that. When we, you know, there's all these great verses in the Bible, right, which are incredible. But let's just say we don't have a Bible. I want to emphasize, millions of people on the earth don't have a Bible. For hundreds of years, all the people of the earth, there was no Bible put together for them. Like, the early church, they didn't have the New Testament at all. So, let's look at the big picture. The answer is finding God Almighty, right? You know, finding the higher power. There's a mystery. If somebody doesn't know God, there's a mystery. They're wondering, well, you know, is there a God? Is there not a God? If there's a God, can I actually know Him? You know, there's a mystery about it. And so we have to search. We have to seek Him and see He pulls away. He hides to see what's in man's heart. That's all throughout the Bible. He tests us. He proves us. He watches us. He sees what we're going to do. To see if someone's worthy of Him. And that's common sense. I mean, if that's just common sense. He's God Almighty. Even when we meet with a person, we have to get it together, don't we? We have to be, you know, we have to do things the right way. Let's say we have a friend. Well, we have to be a friend of somebody. You know, it's not about taking from them, right? It's about giving and receiving and doing, you know. That's a whole nother subject, but this is our the glorious relationship with God Almighty, and so we need to have reverence for Him, fear of Him, reverence and honor Him, and make sure that we realize He's God Almighty. We're nothing. So then we get into that, having that broken and contrite spirit. Broken and crushed with sorrow for our sin. That's a key. That's a main key to finding. If somebody says, well, how do we get this glory? How do we find Jesus Christ in this? You say He's so beautiful, so glorious, so... See, here's the thing. We were made for Him, to have a relationship with Him that begins at some point and it continues on forever. And if we continue on with Him, if we go deeper, if we get through the phases. There's three phases. John chapters 3, 4, and 7. Three phases of walking with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. We get through the first phase, through the second phase, through the into the third phase. That's when we really experience His glory. Now, when someone just finds Him, that's the greatest thing ever for them. Just finding Him at all. And if they just stay in the first phase, that's still the greatest thing. They can choose to do that. They can stay in the first phase. God's not going to make anyone do anything. He made us in His will. I'm sorry. He made us in His image. God Almighty has a free will. Amen. And He made us in His image, and we have a free will to do what we want. And you see that in every person. We do what we want. Famous verse, choose you this day whom you will serve. It may sound harsh, but we choose through our actions and through our decisions and so forth. If somebody doesn't choose anything, well, they've chosen nothing. If we choose to follow Him, He's going to reveal Himself. And so that broken and contrite spirit, where we're have a repentant heart because He's holy, amen, and then seeking Him with our whole heart, that's another key. But again, I want to focus, this series is to help people answer those questions. Well, how do I find this glory of the Lord? But the main focus, Jesus and His... I want to add this. It's just so hard to... Not hard, but it's just so ironic and so wrong that most of the world says no to God, and they don't see it, and they don't want anything to do with Him. And yet, He's the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer, and His presence is so glorious, greater than any, infinitely greater than anything they could ever achieve on the earth. Like Jesus said it the best. He said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet forfeits his soul? What can a man give in exchange for his soul? What he's saying is, it's like another way to say what he said. Someone can gain the entire world, okay? Let's say they have all the wealth of the earth, everything in the world, all the riches, all the money, all of the fame, and all of the everything, and they've got hundreds of homes, and they've got just on and on and on, but they don't find Jesus Christ, they don't find God Almighty. What does it profit them? Nothing. Now, here's another way I want to say that, something similar. these people who say no to God, they're seeking other things, right? Pleasures of life, the deceitfulness of riches is what Jesus summed it up as, and also the cares of this world for some people. But the thing, finding Jesus Christ in His presence and glory on a scale of 0 to 100 is infinity. Infinity. Okay? The things that these people are seeking, and see, we've all done it. We've all sought those things because we're foolish. But those things they're seeking on a scale of 0 to 100 are basically a 0 or maybe a 1. So what's the comparison there? There's no comparison. But the only way people get saved is through the power of the Holy Spirit, right? You know, we can let all that go. But if we find Jesus in His presence, if we get what's called the anointing, people are going to get saved. They're going to get blessed. They're going to get healed. Amen. Just want to get this message, get it recorded, get it on, get it done. Thanks for listening. More soon.